This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you this morning by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet of Palmyra, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield.
If you're looking for commitment, flexibility, competitive interest rates, and on-the-farm service, then try Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 95 years, generations of farmers have been turning to Farm Credit for all their farm financing and crop insurance needs. As a farmer-owned and directed cooperative, Farm Credit is there to meet the needs of today's farm families. Whether it's a farm real estate loan, operating line of credit, machinery refinance, or one of our many crop insurance options, Farm Credit has the products farmers want with the service you deserve. Products and services delivered by professionals who know agriculture. It's our only business. Farm Credit brings a higher level of experience and expertise to farm lending, providing better financial solutions for your farm business. Call Farm Credit Services of Illinois today at 800-444-FARM. Remember, 800-444-FARM. Whether we're in the field with you or in the office for you, farming is our life too.
Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield is your headquarters for Firestone Farm Tires and Service. Taylor Tire, your authorized Firestone Tire dealer, is the place to call for all your Firestone Farm Tire needs. And when you need in-the-field service, the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto are trained, experienced, and they have the right equipment to do the job and on time. So when you need Firestone Farm Tires or in-the-field service, call the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto at the west end of Tyler Avenue, Litchfield.
Accidents happen, and when they do to your vehicle, you want the job done right. For that, you need two things, the right person and the right equipment. Smokey Jennings Chevrolet in Palmyra has both. Body shop manager and Carlinville resident Jeremy Gons has certified technicians and the latest equipment like a frame straightening rack, sandblasting booth, a 100 alignment machine, and downdraft bake finish paint booth to give you a factory finish. They can paint your bumper, fix the deer hitch, or even do color spray in blenders. And they provide loaner cars. Accidents happen, let Jerry and the crew at Smokey Jennings handle it for you. Getting the job done right since 1946.
It's 10 minutes after 6 on this Wednesday morning, the DTN general opening call for today. Later this morning, expect corn to open 1 to 3 higher, beans 1 to 3 lower, and wheat 6 to 8 lower. The overnight crude oil market, 71 cents lower at 103.30, Brent crude 32 cents lower at 124.50. The June gold contract, $37 lower at $1,635. The U.S. dollar index 0.122 higher at 79.605. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, May wheat closed at 658, up a penny. July wheat closed at 669, down a half. September wheat closed at 683 and a half, down 1 3/4. May corn on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 658 and a quarter, up 3 1/4. July corn closed at 653, up 2 cents. September corn closed at 568 and a half, down 2 1/2. May soybeans on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 1416 and 3/4, down 4 1/4. July beans closed at 1421 and a quarter, down 6. August beans closed at 1413 and a half, down 6. May soybean meal on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at $386.50, down 47. July meal closed at $387.90, down 50. August meal closed at $384.90, down 45. May soybean oil on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at $55.90, down 26. July oil closed at $56.29, down 28. August oil closed at $56.49, down 28. May oats on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 336, up 1 1/4. July oats closed at 335 and 3/4, down 1/4. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
This is Ken McFarland with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Grain Market News Report. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Tuesday afternoon. Fund and speculative selling at the Board of Trade pushed soybean futures lower. In the cash market, trading has been moderate. Cash basis for both corn and soybeans improved at many Illinois River terminals today, with improvements of 1 to 4 cents noted. Central Illinois country grain deals quoted their corn bids 2 cents higher at 649 to 665. Soybeans were 1 to 3 cents lower at 1393 to 1405. Corn bids in southern Illinois were 3 to 4 cents higher at 654 to 676. Soybeans down 3 to 4 at $14 to $14.17, and wheat bids were mostly 1 to 3 cents higher at $6.40 to $6.58. St. Louis area country elevators and mills reported their corn bids 1 to 4 cents higher, ranging from $6.54 to $6.63. Soybeans were down 2 to 5 cents at $14 to $14.07. And wheat ended 1 to 3 cents higher at $6.45 to $6.55. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids 3 to 7 cents higher at $6.64 to $6.70. Soybeans were steady to 4 cents lower at $14.21 to $14.25. And new crop wheat ended mixed at $6.50 to $6.59. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their corn bids 4 to 7 cents higher at $6.79 to $6.84. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 3 to 4 cents with quotations at $14.37 to $14.39. Wheat was steady at $6.75 to $6.76 and milo was up 3 cents at $6.37 to $6.38. This is Ken McFarland returning you to WSMI.
On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, April hogs closed at 84.02, down 70. May hogs closed at 93.22, down 27. June hogs closed at 91.65, down 52. April cattle on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 119.80, down 10.5. June cattle closed at 116.05, down 75. August cattle closed at 119.02, down 122. April feeder cattle on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, 149.25, down 27. May feeders closed at 148.22, down 120. August feeders closed at 151.30, down 135. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the Cash Livestock Market Report.
The closing livestock reports for Tuesday, April 3rd. For the Eastern Corn Belt, daily direct hogs, barrels, and gilts closed $2.14 higher, with a carcass-based price range of 70 to 84.5, weighted average of 78.09. Hogs purchased in Illinois today, 11,900. Illinois direct brown gilt trade steady to dollar lower, 53 to 56. Illinois direct slaughter sows mostly steady. U.S. 1s to 3s under 400 pounds and 400 to 450 pounds at 46 to 51. 450 to 550 pounds at 48 to 53. Over 550 pounds at 51 to 54. Today's estimated receipts, 625, and Monday's actuals, 1,000. Pork carcass cut out, 78.42, and that is down $1.53. The estimated daily livestock slaughter into federal inspection, hogs for today, 417,000. Last week, 412,000. A year ago, 417,000. Week to date of 833,000. Cattle today, 126,000. Last week, 125,000. A year ago, 129,000. Week to date of 250,000. Fox beef cutout values are lower on light, mant, and light to moderate offerings. Total movement today, 144 fab loads and 41 trim. Choice at 183.09, that is down $1.01. Select at 180.91, and that is down $1.44. Opener report for the United Producers Auction over at Shelbyville. Estimated receipts this morning, 251. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers were trading $1 to $1.50 lower in a light test. Holstein steers steady in a thin test. Slaughter steers, choice 2s to 3s at 124.75 to 126. Holstein steers, choice 2s to 3s at 116.75 to 117. Heifers, choice 2s to 3s at 124 to 126.75. Fairview opening report, estimated receipts this morning, 200 head. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers are trading 3 lower. Slaughter steers, choice 2s to 3s, 123 to 126. Heifers, choice 2s to 3s at 124 to 125. Monday at the Arthur Hay Auction, 1,013 bells sold. Compared to last week, small squares of premium hay sold $1 to $1.50 lower, with other grades and wheat straw steady to 50 cents lower. Alfalfa premium quality small squares at $5 to $6, with good quality at $4.50 to $4.75, and large squares at $50 to $75. Alfalfa orchard grass mixed premium quality small squares sold at $5.50 to $6.50, good quality at $5.10. Alfalfa mixed grass, premium quality small squares at $6, good quality at 4.25 to 4.5, and large squares at 47.5. Mixed grass, good quality small squares, 375 to 475, large squares at 77, and wheat straw, good quality small squares at 280 to $3. At the United Producers Hay Auction this morning, 106 bales sold. Compared to last week, hay sold $1.25 to $2 lower. All prices for small squares on a per bale basis. Alfalfa mixed grass, good quality at 5.5. Alfalfa orchard grass mix, good quality at $3.25 to $5. Thank you. This is Kim Harmon with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Livestock Grain Market News Service, returning back to WSMI.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, April Class 3 milk closed at $15.87, up 3. For May, $15.59, down 22. For June, $15.81, down 22. Butter on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday for April closed at $142.50 unchanged. For May, $143 up a half. And for June, $146 up a half. Non-fat dry milk on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday for April closed at $126.75 unchanged. For May, $126 unchanged. And for June, $127 down a half. Spot prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday for butter, $145.50 unchanged. For black cheese, $149 unchanged. For barrel cheese, $146.25 up a quarter. Non-fat dry milk, $126.75. That was unchanged. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for April, $6.63. For May, $6.57. Corn delivered to Scottville for April, $6.55. For May, $6.49. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for April, $14.03. And for May, $14.03. And wheat delivered to Scottville for April, $6.37. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Once again, the pre-opening prices, corn at Greenfield, $6.63. Corn at Scottville, $6.55. Beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $14.03. Wheat at Scottville, $6.37. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Wednesday, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet of Palmyra. Color radar in the Weather Center shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area at this time, but there may be some light rain around, undetectable on radar at this time. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
It's time to think about your lawn and what you can do to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood. M&M Service Company carries a full line of green yard, lawn fertilizer, seed, and chemicals. They will come out and give you a free estimate for lawn care applications and treatments. Talk to Tim Rothy, turf specialist at M&M Service Company, for a seed, fertilizer, and chemical program for your lawn. Call him at 1-800-962-7331. M&M Service, the local solution to your world of needs.
Cloudy skies, cooler today with a chance of showers. High temperatures in the low 70s. We will have northeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy skies with showers likely. The low will be in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, Thursday, cloudy and cooler with a chance of a shower. The high in the upper 50s. And your extended forecast for Friday through Sunday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers Saturday. Low temperatures in the low 50s, highs in the mid 60s. Overnight, WSMI Weather Watcher, the Lang family of Caufeen, a trace of precipitation, 0.2 inch recorded by Robin Schroeder of Jerseyville, a trace here at the Weather Center, and right now we have northeast winds at 9 miles per hour, the barometric pressure rising, cloudy skies, 54 degrees. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is yours next.
It's the WSMI Bustin' Out with Spring Promotion. Time to replant, repaint, clean up, fix up, remodel, and replace. Stop by Nokomis Tire and Auto Repair, the Greater Alton Concert Association, Mike Phipps of Advantage Construction in Litchfield, Nokomis Gift and Garden, Miller's Lime Service of Fillmore, Movies and More in Nokomis, Bill Honenkamp's Home Improvement and General Contracting in Litchfield, and Brick House Florist in Staunton.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show on this Wednesday, brought to you by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. We continue our farmer checks on WSMI. We talked to Mark Nodal of the Fillmore area. He said that they're working planting corn.
Yeah, we started planting around the 18th to 20th of March here, and we're doing quite well and stuff. We're probably about 65-70% done with corn. So.
Now, compare that to where you were this time last year.
Last year, I don't even think we'd got started. Maybe putting a little ammonia on. I think we did do have some ammonia put on and stuff about this time, but we didn't get anything planted early last year. I know that. So,
how long have you been farming, Mark?
I graduated in college in 92, and so I've been farming since then. So, and even before that, even in high school, I was doing that too, helping around the farm too. And I farm with my brother and his family, and my mom and dad still farm with us too. So,
well, that's good that you're able to have the family all together too, and it probably helps when it comes to make tough decisions, doesn't it?
Yeah, we have several board meetings and seven meetings around the dinner table a lot of times on deciding on what we're going to do and where we're going to go from there. So,
now, have you made plans to plant beans yet?
We probably will. It's a little early yet. We probably won't plant any until April the 20th or so. That's kind of the guideline where a lot of guys are saying. You can plant them earlier now that we treat these beans with fungicide, but April 20th is still plenty early and stuff for beans, and I don't think we'll plant before then. So,
do you have any wheat sowed?
Yes, we got about 150 acres of wheat sowed that we use for straw, and we put some clover in it too for our cows. So we got cows and got a feeder cattle operation too, a small one there.
So you both feed cattle and you have a cow calf operation?
Yeah, we got both. So.
We also talked to Tim Mayers of the Illinois Pork Producers Association. Last week, a hogs and pigs report was released, and he went over what the numbers mean.
Yeah, you know, this was the March quarterly hogs and pigs report that the USDA puts out, and basically it showed that the ticks inventory of the U.S. Breeding hogs and market hogs basically showed that all hogs in the United States, U.S. inventory of all hogs and pigs as of March 1st was 64.9 million head. That's up about 2% from March 1st of 2011, so up about 2% from a year earlier, and but it's actually down 2% from December of 2011. So the breeding inventory was 5.82 million head. That was up about 1% from last year, and the market hog inventory was up about 2%. So no real big surprises. I guess a little bit showing a little bit of expansion, a little bit of additional hogs. They do have state numbers that they break down, and actually in Illinois, we had 510,000 breeding herd, which was up about 9% from a year ago, and our market hog inventory was 4.14 million head, up about 5%. So for Illinois, we did show a little bit more growth in Illinois than what they did across the overall average of the country. So I guess for pork producers in Illinois, that's a good sign that we are having a good, healthy market, and there is a little bit of expansion going on.
Do you think that expansion will continue?
You know, there's always a lot of market variabilities. I think probably the biggest thing producers are looking at right now is what the crop prices have done since the reports for those came out on Friday, and we've seen some double-digit gains in corns and soybeans. So I think, you know, obviously feed cost is the biggest expense that pork producers have. So I think they're probably cautiously kind of watching those crop prices and seeing if we can get this. We're off to a pretty good start of getting the corn in the ground, but you know, and I know in some parts of the states it's pretty dry yet. In other parts, we're probably too much rain as always. But so I think a lot of that will kind of depend on where these crop prices grow and see where that continues to be. So, you know, it's a cyclical nature, and you know, that's we've had some decent prices for hogs the last year or so, but we've also had higher input costs too. So that's kind of factored in as well.
And also the carryout numbers released about the same time as the hogs and pigs report came out showed, I think, corn stocks at their lowest carryout level in many years.
Right. Yes. Yeah. So, you know, we're looking at planting the most corn acres we've had since the World War II era. But like I said, that combined with the low stocks, that's definitely, I think, got the market looking at that too. So, you know, we're going to need another big crop again for the demand that we've got for ethanol and livestock and all the other uses that we've got there and exports as well. So, you know, there's always a lot of variability, a lot of uncertainties, and you know, I think that's kind of what producers probably are looking at, keeping an eye on the most. In addition to the hog market, is just where the grain prices are going and what kind of signals that's sending for, you know, maybe slowing down expansion or continuing plans for that.
Well, you know, I think one factor too. I think the planting intentions report that came out again about the same time as the hogs and pigs report showed corn plantings in Illinois, I think, down about 100,000 acres.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, that all plays into it, and you know, the corn and soybeans are competing for acres as always, and that's kind of a to see where the market is, and so we'll see how it all works out. Like, so there's always a lot of things to keep your eye on. You think you got the markets figured out, and then the next day something comes along and changes, and so it's always an interesting thing to watch. But we'll see how this year develops on the planting side, and see how that impacts feed prices.
Boy, you just can't get ahead of it, can you?
There's always something. You know, that's part of the joy of I think being involved in agriculture is that kind of that uncertainty, but that's always something exciting going on as well too.
That's Tim Mayers of the Illinois Pork Producers Association. Ham is an Easter standard. The Pork Checkoff works with the consumer media during this Easter holiday season to help carry that message. Pamela Johnson directs the consumer communications plan for the Pork Checkoff, sees the holiday as an opportunity to tell pork story.
We like to be known as the resource for all things pork, and for our media audience, we do hope that they know that they can give us a call, and if it's anything from, you know, how to carve a ham or how to pick the right ham for Easter, we've let them know that they can give us a call, and we've got that information either online or by talking to us.
At the Pork Be Inspired Facebook page, there is a special online holiday contest until Friday. Consumers can have a chance to win free pork products.
All they have to do is share with us on our Facebook page how they are going to be enjoying ham at their Easter celebration, and they are entered in a chance to win coupons for $30 worth of ham this season.
That was Pamela Johnson of the Pork Checkoff, and you can learn more at pork.org or phone 800-456-PORK. We'll have more farm news right after this.
Wright Automotive has a beautiful 2012 Dodge Grand Caravan SE. MSRP is $23,830. The right price, $19,705. See dealer for details. The right vehicle for the right price from the right family. Hillsboro or online at WrightAutomotive.com.
Hey, Justin Peoples from Wright Automotive. Do you need service on your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram truck, Jeep, Lincoln, or Ford? You'll find factory authorized technicians at Wright Automotive. The right vehicle for the right price from the right family. Hillsboro or WrightAutomotive.com.
Hi, this is Bob Lentz, manager of Montgomery County Farm Bureau. Ford Motor Company has the exclusive offer for Illinois Farm Bureau members. Get a $500 bonus cash savings off a vehicle MSRP towards the purchase or lease of any eligible Ford or Lincoln vehicle. Certain eligibility restrictions apply. See your Ford Lincoln dealer for complete details and qualifications. Join Montgomery County Farm Bureau today for this and other great benefits.
You can enjoy the WSMI Forum, our public affairs program, four times each and every week. Beginning Saturday mornings at 5:35, hear the forum on WSMI FM 106. At 4:10 Saturday afternoon, tune into AM 1540. And then at 5:40 Saturday afternoon, again here on WSMI FM 106. Our Sunday broadcast of the WSMI Forum can be heard at 11:05 Sunday morning on WSMI FM 106. WSMI AM and FM, the stations you can count on for public affairs programming.
We don't raise 200 bushels of corn.
In other farm news on this Wednesday morning from WSMI, WSMI FM 106, Monday, the United States Department of Agriculture released its first weekly crop progress report of the planting season. Although a small amount of data was released, it highlighted how warm weather motivated farmers to plant earlier than normal. As of April 1st, the 18 primary corn-producing states have planted about 3% of the crop, compared to 2% a year prior. Nine of those states have planted more than their five-year average. Illinois has already planted 5% of the corn crop, which is a 5% increase from its historical average from 2007 to last year. Warm weather has defrosted fields, prompting farmers to get in those fields and plant corn at an historically early time. Winter wheat conditions have outperformed last year's conditions. 58% of the winter wheat crop is in good or excellent condition, a 21% increase from last year. Winter wheat in very poor or poor condition is at 12%, a 20% decrease from a year ago. Corn prices increased by 2.8% over the past week, ending at $6.55 per bushel. Wheat prices decreased by about 3% over the past week, ending at $6.57 per bushel. Year-over-year, corn prices are down about 11%, and wheat is down about 13.4%. As it turns out, there's a good reason why you can't remember March ever being this warm, because it never has been. Weather experts say last month was the warmest March on record for Illinois. The National Weather Service said the average temperature in March was 57.3 degrees, eclipsing the previous record of 54.6 degrees. Grease thefts are on the rise, recyclers say, with the popularity of biodiesel made with refined fat or vegetable oil as a substitute fuel. As used oil prices doubled in recent years to more than 40 cents a pound, organized grease poaching rings struck. Some officials are trying to crack down on the lard larceny and are training police officers on what to look for and how to sniff out the grease. Sherry Jamanco, state executive director for the USDA's Farm Service Agency in Illinois, reminds producers to perform quality checks of grain currently under a Commodity Credit Corporation loan. Producers with marketing assistance loans are responsible for maintaining the quality of the commodity for the term of the loan. In addition, producers are reminded that county offices conduct spot checks regularly to verify that the quality and quantity of the loan collateral is being maintained by the borrower. Contact your local FSA office if you have questions. The federal government announced on Monday it has taken a step toward wide distribution of gasoline mixed with 15% ethanol by allowing manufacturers to register as suppliers. E15 must still clear another set of federal tests and become a registered fuel in individual states. Ethanol makers must then convince petroleum marketers to sell it at gas stations. Dry weather in parts of the U.S. Corn Belt and surging soybean prices could undercut government projections for a record-beating corn crop this year. The U.S. Department of Agriculture projected Friday that farmers will plant more acres with corn this spring, but traders are still betting that the planting won't necessarily mean a huge harvest. The Montgomery County chapter of Pheasants Forever, along with the University of Illinois Extension, will again be offering an art and digital image contest to youth enrolled in grades 7 through 12 in Montgomery County during the current school year. The contest is designed to promote an awareness and appreciation for local wildlife and natural resources. Entries for the art and digital image contest should depict wildlife and habitat found in Montgomery County. A complete set of rules for the contest can be obtained from the Montgomery County Extension Office. Entries must be turned in to the office at No. 1 Industrial Park Drive in Hillsboro no later than 4 o'clock on April the 27th for judging. If you have questions, contact the Extension Office at 532-3941. Once again, the DTN general opening call for later this morning. Expect corn to open 1 to 3 higher, beans 1 to 3 lower, wheat 6 to 8 lower. And that's part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you on this Wednesday morning by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.